peace, love, blessings, and healing across the vast planet. Welcome to Healing for Humanity, the Jennifer Jalencia Show on NIA 2X Radio, the voice of the people. I would like to start, as it has become tradition, by paying homage to a dear sister queen and comrade. This queen has served as a former manager of my vocal career when I was doing that. She also served as an extraordinary educator for my beloved Prince Tabari. And she has just been a dear sister and friend of mine. We have worked for over 25 years or more for the upliftment of the community. And I believe we are expanding our breast to uplift the world, the planet, if you will. I am speaking of none other than a sacred queen of mine. That would be the illustrious producer of this show. This queen called me to lift my voice for humanity. And that is where we are now. I thank her for all of the love and encouragement. I'm speaking of none other than my dear sister queen, Nia 2X. I appreciate and love you with all chambers of my heart. Now, family, many may ask, Sister Jennifer, the name of your show, Healing for Humanity. That is quite an undertaking for one woman to think that she could begin to help in the healing of all of humanity. And I reply humbly by saying, from the time I was a child, despite wars and rumors of wars and mayhem and possible violence right outside of my window, in my mind's eye, I always saw stars and hearts and rainbows, and I always felt love. I would share these concepts and these feelings with the elders in my vicinity, as I was always attracted to the wisdom of our sacred elders. And I would share these concepts with a particular elder. I'm speaking of my dearly departed queen mother. I would say, Mommy, I see a different world. I believe that I have something to do in this world. And she would reply in an authoritative way, as she was known in the highways and byways to be an authoritative figure in the community and showing up in our household, don't you know? She would reply in a deep voice. She would say, Jenny, as that is my family name, you can't save the world, child. And I would whisper under my breath, yes, I can save the world. And family, I would whisper, because anybody that grew up in my age group, you know, you did not sass your mama. You did not sass your daddy. We were under our families and parents' control back then. They had control of us. And so I didn't want to get slapped, you know. So I said it real low, family. But I say all that to say, I didn't realize that after she made her ascension, after she departed this life, that I would indeed be called to do my part to heal and lift humanity. And so, family, that is enough about me. I would like to bring on a sacred sister queen of many, many moons. We have extensive history, and I was saying to her before we went on the air, we're going to reminisce right here on the show. It's so vast. I want to start by saying I remember sitting in the mosque maybe over almost 20 years ago, because, you know, you date yourself by the age of your children, right? Mm-hmm. And I turned my head with my headpiece, and it swung, and I saw, I believe, the flyest queen to ever walk through Moss number four. She had on her fur, and I believe she had on a fur hat, y'all, to match. She had on these boots, and she was standing so statuesque and confident, and she walked on down the aisle and took a seat, and I said, good God Almighty, who is this queen that is gracing our mosque? Little did I know that she was the sweetest and humbled and learned and experienced queen, that we would go on to get to know one another, and she would one day become one of my other managers. And she took care of me and groomed me and encouraged me. She ended up having me in different plays and auditions, y'all. So y'all met me after I got into my homeless calling, but before that time, this queen groomed and took care of me. I am speaking of a queen that is a beauty expert, and she keeps herself so beautified, and not only that, she wants all of us to be beautified. She is beautiful on the outside, and it resonates from inside. It is my honor to welcome back into my life and to the microphones of this show our dear sister queen, Arnetta Rogers. Welcome back, sister. Welcome back.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. I am so very humbled, and I do remember, as you said, so many wonderful memories that we shared as a great But thank you for that.
Oh, you are quite welcome. It just takes me back because, again, we have so much beautiful history, and I have watched you blossom like a beautiful butterfly, and I want to begin to share your journey with the listeners. Your latest venture, and I believe from your bio that this must be your baby. You are the founder and the president of BFM Solutions, LLC. And I asked you as I was preparing your flyer to tell me what the BFM stands for. I know, but won't you tell the global audience what those letters stand for and tell us about the founding of BFM Solutions, LLC?
Well, actually, it is My BMF Solutions, LLC.
Yes, yes.
And so I thank you for allowing me to share what that means. But BMF means business, medical, and financial security for not only beauty professionals, but I focus on beauty professionals because that's my world. That's where I come from, being in the industry for just about 30 years. But what I do, I can also provide this for many self-employed individuals and small business owners. It means business, medical, and financial security.
Beautiful. And I have to correct myself. As I said, BFM, BMF Solutions, as you have told us, your extensive work, and I know firsthand your extensive work in the beauty industry, and I'm learning that you have extended that to the medical field, as you're covering us from the inside out now. And again, I'm watching you growing. Tell us how you founded this and what was the reasoning. Because when I met you, you were doing hair, and I know you're probably still doing beautiful hairstyles. You were in a shop, and you were doing hair and what have you. You introduced me to many makeup artists. What caused the growth and the development to your company and for you to add on the medical aspects of it?
Well, you know, my goodness, so many things has transpired since you saw me in the salon. I've always been in a position of leadership, if you will, you know, even as a kid growing up. But in the salon, being a manager, I would come across stylists in the profession who didn't have certain things, such as health insurance, life insurance, and wasn't too business savvy, if you will. They would make a lot of money, but they didn't know how to manage business or money. And so they found themselves in certain situations that, you know, they, you know, didn't care to, you know, share. But I was one of those who they confided in. And, you know, I just kind of got tired of seeing us make billions of dollars a year, if you will, as an industry, yet we had one foot in the public assistance office and the other, you know, the other hand, if you will, was holding a Gucci bag. Right?
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
You
yes,
know,
ma'am.
I wanted us to, you know, get cleaned up from the core. And started with myself. I started with myself because, again, I had many losses. So I knew what it looked like, but I dug in and I did the work. And when I did the work, the same program that I used for myself, I then began to share it with those who, you know, was in that situation as well.
Beautiful. And I do know you as a queen that reaches back, and you're a holistic thinker. And I have grown to just have a love and passion for the female, as I call us queens. That is how I see us. And I want you to share with the world, in your mind, the importance of women supporting women, because you truly, you are the embodiment of that. Share your thoughts on that concept, queen.
Oh, absolutely. It's who I am. It's who I like to be connected to. Women such as yourself. I know many women, not only in our industry, but many women who love to reach back and share. Those are the type of women that I connect with and I gravitate toward. I like to say we don't compete. We connect. Okay?
Yes.
So, yeah, that's who I've always been. I love what I do. I love helping people. It's one of the reasons why I also went into mental health. I'm a mental health counselor and a life skills coach. And, you know, many ask me, oh, my God, your plate is so full. How do you do it all? And, you know, I just take one day at a time, and I prioritize, and I try to have order in my life as much as possible.
That's
not to say that sometimes things don't, you know, get, you know, out of whack, but, you know, again, I try to center myself, and I take a step back, and I, you know, I pray, and I ask for order, and I step out again, so, you know, and I put that on repeat over and over again, because as a coach, you have to stay clean and have things in decency and in order for you to want to share and project that to others.
Beautiful, beautiful. That was definitely something new that I learned about you. What was your motivation for getting into coaching? Because I think you're a premier, and I think that is part of your calling to really get in and, you know, dig down and get with the women. What motivated you to do that?
Well, I was doing it anyway. It was always I didn't understand at the time. Because I was just being myself. And I didn't, I'm not one who celebrates my wins as often as I should. My organizational structure and chart, I'm sitting here in my office and I'm looking at it. And most people don't know all of what my company embodies, but they do benefit from it. I do the work, and I love it. I love it. It's who I always was. I have, you know, children, men, women, and again, I love it.
Well, and Queen, I agree. Having known you for many years and worked with you, under you, beside you, we've done so many things together. As I'm talking, I'm remembering working with you at the ARC. That may have been maybe our last time working together in this last several years. That is who you are. You truly connect us all. And I think you've been coaching before it was a brand name. You know, it's like a name now. I think you were doing it innately. Something else that you've ventured in that I do with my homeless in my job, because everyone knows that I'm working with the new royal family, but in my job I coach in terms of mental health. I'm not certified, but we do have to venture into those areas to keep our homeless centered. And I said, that's something, wow, we have that in common now. How did you begin to work in that field? What motivated you to move into that? Because I find that extremely important, particularly with our women.
Yes. Well, since COVID, mental health has really become more prevalent now than it's ever been. Yeah. And I felt the need for it. When you are coaching, whether you're doing business coaching or life skills coaching, you come across people with certain mental illnesses, whether it's ADHD or bipolar, or just trying to balance it all. We all deal with some type of mental, I won't say mental illness, but to some degree, because if we don't get a handle on it, it can easily turn into, some traumas that we don't even recognize. And we find ourselves acting out and, starting to hurt others because we are hurt. And so I wanted to, within the environment or the industry, the beauty culture industry, because we own a business doesn't mean that we don't have mental illness, right?
Or that's right.
Because we aspire to be a certain thing. I mean, you have functional addicts, right?
Right.
You also have those who are functional but still suffer from some mental illness, whether that be big or small. So I incorporated it into what I do, because if I don't get to the core root of what drives my clients, then they will fall back and, lose, their footing. And I want to help them to, stay on point and go full speed ahead with the tools that they need to become a better person and a better business person in this lifetime.
Extraordinary. Again, you always thought holistically, and I think you just said what I went through. I began to talk about my struggles with depression for many, many years. I never called myself a functioning depressive, mm-hmm. but that's exactly what I was. Mm-hmm. For many years, I didn't begin to talk about this and tell my own testimony until this very platform, because I started to realize that if I'm going to help the women that I love so well, I have to be 100 with them. I have to take mm-hmm. either take the crown off and get down mm-hmm. and get real if I'm going to heal myself first. Before mm-hmm. we're talking about healing all of humanity, I have to get real. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so it was on these very microphones that I began to talk about my hospitalization twice for suicidal thoughts. Mm-hmm. And going through and not the queen. Yes, me. Mm-hmm. I was functioning mm-hmm. and no one knew mm-hmm. until I began to talk about it. And I began to heal from it as I talked about it. And mm-hmm. so I just honor you for having the foresight and the insight to work with your clients holistically, because mm-hmm. we can put a Band-Aid on anything, but until we get down, because we all have background, we all have certain traumas, mm-hmm. we all have mm-hmm. patterns that need to be broken. And mm-hmm. and the more I lift my voice about my survival from molestation, mm-hmm. about my survival of domestic abuse, mm-hmm. and the things I've been through. Every time someone say, "Oh, me too," it's almost like a popcorn in the microwave, Queen. Me too. Yeah. As we're taught that more than half of the women of the world, 50% of the population, have been harmed, raped, hurt. You understand? And then we're now talking about men being harmed, hurt, and destroyed, and just not reporting it. And so I humbly thank you for reaching down to really heal us from the inside out. My admiration for you is growing over the years by leaps and bounds, watching you develop, and that is going to motivate me to continue to develop, because still sharpens steel.
And thank you. Likewise, you know, iron sharpens iron.
That's right.
We come from a mighty, mighty background. So
That's right.
I'm humbled to hear you say that. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's an honor, as I'm just thinking about the various things that we've done together, and it seems as if our paths are just crossing again, mm-hmm. I think on higher ground, because I know that my life has been called more into my divine purpose now, my purpose mm-hmm. of being here. I will never leave my art. My art is a part of who I am, but I'm to mm-hmm. use it for the good of the world. Now I've been called, and so I appreciate you for stepping into a greater part of your divine calling. Won't you continue to tell us more about your wins with your business and some of your upcoming events or some of your ventures with your business?
Yes, you know, it's funny when I hear you say your calling. Certainly my divine calling as well. When I heard the calling, I was standing in the chair. And again, I had just spoken with one of the stylists who was going through a very tough time. And it was, you know, I had seen certain behaviors repeated by her. And so I said, you know, I have to come up with something for my, you know, profession. I need to come up with something for us. What is that? And that was the first time that something kind of spoke to me and told me just one step of what I needed to do. And, you know, but they never give it to you all. You know, at once. He gave it to me in pieces to see if I would, you know, follow his order and follow his direction. And, you know, ultimately I did I stepped out on faith after 2 years of hearing him, you know, tell me to do this and do that. And little by little, I would do what he instructed me to do. And every time I took one step, he would take two, because that's what he told me he would do. And I was in awe that of every step that was taken, he would provide some more, information or direction as to where I needed to go. And before I knew it, he was telling me that you are to create a system for beauty professionals and self-employed individuals.
Wow.
And with this system, I had nothing. I had nothing, sister, to start with. Like, I'm just one little black child from Southeast Washington, D.C. Now, don't get me wrong. I've always been a go-getter. I believe I've always kind of been an innovator as well, but never anything to this magnitude. So I knew it was a divine purpose that he wanted me to fulfill. And I felt empowered doing so because I knew who had my back. I knew he had my back because he gave me the instructions. And so I didn't feel at any time, not one time, did I feel like I needed to stop and go in another direction, because his instructions were clear. And the more I began to do what he said do, the more he revealed to me everything that I needed. And so it led me to partner with a major software company, ProSolutions Software, and I helped to integrate healthcare and life retirement planning within the software system for beauty professionals. And so, you know, I'm super excited about that.
That's amazing.
It led me to own my own insurance agency. I am on the board of In My Mother's Keeper, a nonprofit advocacy organization for mental health. Since then, you know, I've become a mental health counselor myself and life skills coach. I've written a book. I'm a best-selling author. And so I am super excited. I wouldn't have been able to accomplish all of these things if I had not listened to his direction. So I'm very grateful and thankful for where he has me today.
Oh, Queen, and so am I. I'm so glad that you're stepping out as a bold lioness in front of the women and as an example. So very proud of all of your accomplishments. You're a great leader, and you certainly have always been an innovator from the time I've known you. That is a beautiful accolade that I want to pin on you. And as we're preparing for commercial, we have about 3 minutes. You know, we got to talk about a little bit of when you were managing me, Queen. And that is so very fond memory. You know, you introduced me to Queen Janice Payne, which spawned me into her theater, her plays and all of that. Share a memory from that time as we prepare to go to commercial, and we'll come back and explore more of your life from when we were working together with Queen Janice Payne.
Janice Payne is an awesome, powerful sister. You know, she's family. And, her art, she takes it very seriously. She actually just did a play of some sort. I wasn't able to attend, but she's still working and still doing her thing. And I'm just grateful to have been able to connect you two. I know who you are in terms of your art and how serious you take that. So I knew that it would be a great asset to what, you know, she did. So.
It's been a friendship, and really both of you all are like mentors to me. That has lasted from that time. We are still very much connected, and I'm going to give a little sneak peek about next week because that's my guest next week to tell you how close we've remained in all of this time. It was just, again, a divine connection of women, God-centered women that I just have cherished over the many, many years. And so we're going to prepare for commercial, and when we come back, we're going to talk about your extraordinary family, because, family, I want you to know this queen, she's a businesswoman, but she's a very dedicated mother and wife. So, family, you're listening to Healing for Humanity, the Jennifer Jalencia Show on NIA 2X Radio, the voice of the people. We'll be right back.
This is awesome.
All right, family. Well, I guess we'll catch our commercial at another time during the show. We're going to keep it rolling. I was telling you about our dear sister Queen Arnetta Rogers, my former manager and my forever friend, my forever sister Queen. She is not only a very successful and powerful businesswoman, she is a dedicated mother. Now grandmother and wife. So, Queen, talk a little bit about your dedication to your beautiful family and the role of the woman in the family. She has a mighty powerful role.
Yes, I do, sister, and I take it on with honor. I like to say family over everything. When they need me, I must be there. I'm here for direction for my children. I'm here as a wife to take care of my wife, my husband. And I love family. A lot of people, they find it, and it is. It can be difficult sometimes managing it all, no bones about it. But, when you keep God first, your husband and your children and family, you can't go wrong. You're going to have certain defeats that you just have to triumph it over. You must keep the faith. You must pray daily. And that's what I do, no matter what. And, I love my role as a mother, as a wife, and I love my grandbaby.
Anyone that knows you knows.
Oh, my goodness. That is my dog. My little buttercup.
That's so wonderful. I've watched you as a mother, as your children have grown and blossomed, and they are now adults. Give some inspirational words to mothers globally, because we do have to band together. We have to support one another, because some days get difficult. Give some words of encouragement to our mothers around the world, just to be exemplary in their role and to stick it out, the ups and downs.
Well, let me say first that prayer works. It may not be as immediate as you would like or that you may think, but mm-hmm. I'm telling you, God is always working on your behalf.
Yes.
And I say to any mother, be careful with your words.
Okay.
And I say that because I speak to quite a few young mothers who have been injured by their mother with their words. And when I speak with the mothers, they don't make the connection that they harmed their child in that way because they only see the work or the sacrifices that they've made for their child.
Good point.
And unlike, unlike how we've grown up, you know, in our age group, and I'm separating the two because in our age group, we were brought up not to say certain things in a certain way to our parents.
You know it.
No matter how our parents had said it to us, right?
That's right.
But this generation here, they're going to tell you no matter how you take it.
It's true, Queen. It's true.
Yeah. And so I would say to mothers of today and of yesterday, be careful with your words. Choose your words wisely because words do hurt. And our children hold on to those words. When you call your daughter a B-I-T-C-H, or when you call your son a punk or a B-I-T-C-H, you are their mother. There's no one closer other than, you know, you the father, you make that see together. But just be careful with your words. I don't know why, you know, God put that on my heart. But,
I'm so glad you spelled it because I don't want Queen Nia to get me about the profanity free. I'm so glad you spelled it, Queen. But we get your sentiment that we have to be very careful because I know in moments of frustration with my prince that I love with all of my being.
Yeah,
you know, you have a hard day at work, and they come and won't jump, you know, jumping on you as you're at the door. You may take out the frustrations of the world on your sacred seed.
Yeah.
And so, Queen, the point that you have hit on is just a point for all mothers to ingest. We must be very, very careful with our diamonds. That is what they are to us. They are great. They are the greatest gift to us. Our children is no greater gift, and so we must handle it with care. Whatever we have produced, what has been brought from our womb, or even if it wasn't from our womb, whatever child is in our care, we must treat them as a sacred being because that is what they are. What a profound input. I asked that question to a lot of our women that are on this show, and the angle at which you touched on is different, and it is very key to any woman that may be listening in Czechoslovakia, Queen, wherever you are, or in Southeast, it resonates. And that leads me to a new way that I've approached talking to queens. I used to always say, well, say something to the women because we're women, but we know that the woman has something to say to everybody, including our sacred kings.
Yes.
What would you say to our kings listening as a motivation or support or just a word to their spirit? Because they need to hear from us, too.
I would say to our kings to keep pushing, stay prayerful.
Mm-hmm.
I know that a lot of times our sisters don't know how to handle you, but continue to treat her with care. And, you know, and I'm saying this to both of them, treat others how you want to be treated.
That's right. That's right.
And if we all do that, then everyone will be taken care of.
That's correct. That's the golden rule.
And I would say to our kings, particularly when it comes to women, handle with care. Stay careful, stay diligent, because when our men go out to work, we don't know what beat them up. We don't know, you know, what their boss said to them or what someone on the job may have done to make them uneasy. And a lot of us don't know how to, you know, make it better. We make it worse. Right? We make it worse because we think it's all about us. Right? You know, they need care too, right?
That's so true.
And I would say to him, find someone that you trust, whether it be a female or a male, because far too many of our men suffer in silence. And they think whatever they're hurting from is not valid enough, or it's not big enough to share. But it is. It's okay to share whatever it is that bothers you. Just find someone you trust that you can talk to. And if you can find no one, develop a relationship with God so that you can hear him and he can hear you. And that's the best walk that you can have, because the direction that he gives you, if you listen and hear him, you can't go wrong. He will direct you to where you need to go and with whom you need to be with. So that's what I would say to our
beautiful, beautiful advisement. And, you know, Queen, with the thought of healing humanity, healing for humanity, part of that is creating a world where the man is safe to express feelings. It is statistically, again, the population of men globally is the shorter lifespan than the female. And I wonder, is that because of the bottled up feelings of having to be macho, not being able to cry, not being able to express true, authentic feelings?
Right.
I'm determined to use my life while I am on the planet to create a world that is a safe space for men. Where they can just be themselves. You know, if you look at little boys, you know, in play school, in what do you call it? In nursery school, they don't call it that. I'm showing my age. Daycare. You know, they are free to just be themselves. But by the time we get them in middle school, and then they become hard, and you know, they have to become something that society is telling them to be instead of being their natural selves. And to be honest, both genders have male and female in them. It's what you call, it's the situation that brings about your response. And so we have to create a safe space, really, for our men and women, because there are women that are not allowed to be their feminine selves. So it goes the same way for both. Let us create a world where we can just be who we are. We no longer. Ego and having to be something else. Let us work together to make the earth a safe space for human beings. That is what my divine calling is, to begin to transform things for the next generation. And Queen, we may not see it in our lifetime, but we are the seed of a new world. That mm-hmm. is my belief and my spirit. And so I appreciate that uplifting word to our dear and sacred Brother Kings globally. Looking at our time, I want to be able to let you speak in terms of your contact information. How can the global audience reach you if they want to get your autograph or something, Queen?
Well, again, let me state my name for the record. I am
yes.
Rogers.
Yes.
I am your business solutionist. I empower
yes.
and educate beauty professionals and self-employed individuals
yes.
to manage a legitimate business, build generational wealth, and live healthy, happy lives. I am the
yes.
best-selling author of the book, In Command. In Command is a collection of leaders who dare to transform certain defeat into stunning victory. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, my calling, if
yes.
you will, is
mm-hmm.
with my BMF solutions. You can reach me via website at
mm-hmm.
mybmfsolutions.com. I am
mm-hmm.
updating that site, so if you go to it today, that's fine. But if you go to it and, you know, visit the website in a couple of weeks, you'll see something totally different. I am, you know, expanding and scaling my business. As I said
mm-hmm.
before, I am an insurance agency. I have
yeah.
15 agents, and we are licensed in multiple states.
Yes.
And we're here to serve you. We're here you know, give you what you need in business,
mm-hmm.
in healthcare, and
yeah.
in retirement planning. I can also be reached by email at A Rogers, that's A-R-O-G-E-R-S, at mybmfsolutions.com.
Wonderful. Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful. All-inclusive. I know your email is going to break down because they're going to be emailing you, Queen. They will break it down, Queen.
Oh, you're so... on Facebook as well. You can
yes.
reach me at My BMF Solutions on Facebook. I do have a personal page. I kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, I put some business stuff on my personal page as well. And that's Arnetta Rogers at Arnetta Rogers. And so, yeah, sure, reach out to me. You can message me whatever questions that you have about anything that I may have to offer. I'm an open book. If I can direct you in a certain direction that will help you, I certainly am open to, you know, do that. So thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give a shout out. I can't let us go without letting everyone know that myself and the new Royal Family of Advocates for the Homeless will be at our second home on this Saturday, 425 2nd Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., in the service of our sacred homeless kings and queens. We will not let them go hungry. We will not let them go cold or hot. We will not let them go forgotten. As Jesus said, if you do it unto the least of these, you are doing it unto me. And so we are determined to be an embodiment of that. Meet us down there this Saturday at a special time, 2:30 p.m., with your clothing items, your clothes, your medical supplies. If you want to give a kind donation, please give it to $ Gelencia. That's $GELENCIA via Cash App. And if you would kindly visit our website, which is thenewroyalfamily.org, we appreciate any penny to go out and take care of the ones that everyone just forgot about, but not us. We'll see you Saturday at 2:30, taking care of our homeless kings and queens. We thank you globally for your support. And family, we are, the clock is ticking. I want to go back to our dear sister Queen Arnetta. You know, you have a certain confidence about you that I opened this show with. It stood out to me as you graced our place of worship at the time. You know, there are women globally that are searching for their self-esteem. They are looking here. They are looking there, trying to find a sense of self, a sense of confidence so that they can go and accomplish their dreams and so they can meet their destiny. What do you say to that queen that doesn't think anything of herself? Give her a lifeline as we prepare to close. This is the Queen Arnetta.
Thank you once again, Sister Jennifer. Yes. I would say too that Sister is has faith, just the faith of a mustard seed, God said. But if you only believe in yourself, and and if you need help, you know, call someone. Call me. Call me. 240-476-0590. And if I can't help you, I would certainly point you in the right direction. But again, keep the faith, and I would let her know that she's unstoppable. She has to believe. And whatever you think you're not, whether it's you're not worthy, that you are, and you can do it and keep going. Don't ever stop. Become unstoppable, okay? And keep the faith.
Oh, beautiful advisement, beautiful counsel. As you were talking, another memory came up. You connected me with the goddess of beauty herself, family. I know the goddess of beauty. I met her. I worked under her as really this is the Queen Arnetta was not only the manager of my vocal career. She was managing me as I was modeling as well and acting. She was just managing my performance career. And she connected me to our dear sister queen, Veronica McCormack, who is a life-changing character. This is a character that, you know, would change your life. Talk about, because I saw you as a mentor of her as well. I saw us sort of linear. Talk about your relationship with this divine being, Veronica.
Veronica, actually, I've been knowing Veronica for many years.
Yes.
When I became manager of Dudley's Salon in Oxon Hill, Maryland, Veronica came on as one of the stylists. We had 12 stylists there, and six of them went on to own their own salons under my leadership.
Yes.
Yeah, Veronica was one of them. And so, you know, we developed a really wonderful relationship. And she's doing great things, too.
Exactly.
Again,
we're sort of branches from your tree. And you have that correct. I've watched her develop in finding herself, finding her mission, and it was all coming from your tutelage, the two of us. And so, again, with the various ventures, it has just been a great blessing to know you, Queen, and to really we're reconnecting in front of the world and showing women what true friendship and sisterhood looks like. Indeed. Give final words as we get ready to close to the global audience in terms of not giving up and accomplishing their dreams as we get ready to close.
Well, thank you. I would say, too, before I say that, Veronica McCormack has my whole and complete system as well. Because she's a salon owner as well. She has my system. But with that being said, I know, right?
I didn't know that. I love it.
She has the software. She has the, you know, insurance. She has, you know, everything, my whole business model. She's a great leader as well.
Indeed.
So shout out to her. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would say to others in the world, I would just say, you know, what my mother told me, you know, it was during a trying time. And she looked at me and she said, "Don't they know you are unstoppable?"
All right.
And I looked at her with not the greatest confidence at the time.
Okay.
But because of the way that she said it, it gave me confidence. And when I responded, I said to her, "No, they don't. No. They don't. No, they don't. No, Mom. They don't know that I'm unstoppable. I am unstoppable."
Yes.
And I became unstoppable.
Amen.
So I
would
say to your listening audience, believe. Have some confidence. Look up all of the words, some great words that begin with C. Commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, indeed.
Exactly. Look up words that begin with C that give you that great confidence and keep going. Competency, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Like I said, commitment, consistency, those are really, really big words when it comes to pouring into yourself. Sometimes you have to be selfish so that you can become selfless. But
all
you have
right.
to give it to yourself first. So it's okay to be selfish with you. Put yourself first and become unstoppable.
Oh, Queen, absolutely extraordinary. It has been such a beautiful reuniting and just to see where we are in our personal development. And just to continue to grow and develop, Queen, it has been an honor. I look forward to working with you very closely soon. And we want to kindly and politely let this global audience go. I'm going to bid you adieu. That just means we'll see you later. I wish you peace, love, blessings, and healing across the vast planet.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
All right. This portion of the program is brought to you by the following. You've been listening to Healing for Humanity, a weekly program that comes on every Friday with a brand new show and your radio host indeed, our Sister Jennifer Jalencia, Healing Humanity, one person at a time, 10 people at a time, 100 people at a time. Keep listening because we will certainly keep growing. We want to thank our sponsors and make sure that we support quality professional black-owned businesses, services, no matter where they are, as long as they are black, professional, and quality. What does that mean? That means they come in and say good morning, good evening, thank you, please come again. It's a brand new world that we are carving out for ourselves. So let's say thank you first and foremost to the greatest newspaper in the DMV. You know, the Washington Informer newspaper, your link to the black community. The Washington Informer newspaper is the metropolitan area's award-winning weekly publication found throughout D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. If it's news you can use with a balanced and thorough approach in providing and keeping the area well informed, call Ron Burke to have your services advertised. Listen, they have over 35,000 readers. That's right. Pick up your free publication or call to find out where the newspaper is found close to you. It's the Washington Informer. Call 202-562-4100. You know, you've just been listening to, again, another exciting episode here on NIA 2X Radio, the profanity-free network. Our podcast station has nearly 8 to 10 pages of radio shows, and we do it all for you. Hear us 24/7 at www.blackonblackunity.com. Now, if you're looking for positive, informative, eye-opening conversations like we just heard, it's on NIA 2X Radio, the voice of the people. We're talking about shows featuring the late, great Dr. Francis Cress Welsing. How about our brother, Dr. Aleem Muhammad? We have Joe Madison, the Black Eagle. How about Sister Halima Muhammad, one of the granddaughters of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and many, 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 many more right here. Huh? We have big people, little people, and teeny people like myself right here on NIA 2X Radio, the voice of the people. All you have to do is go to your telephone or your internet, put in www.blackonblackunity.com. It's just that simple, and we do it all for you. Thank you for listening, everyone, and please enjoy your evening, and we look forward to seeing you next week, Thursday, to hear another episode of Healing for Humanity with our radio host, our sister, Queen Jennifer Jalencia.